Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
What do you reckon, Em? It's all right, isn't it?
Yes, okay.
It's better than an old car. It's even got electric windows.
Great.
I know the seats are a bit tatty, but... Well, it's nothing compared to what George and Kira will do to me. Do you want to have a go?
What?
Well, come on, swap sides.
Ed, no.
Well, you'll be driving it just as much as me.
It's fine.
You need to know if you like it too.
I don't want to, okay? It's just a car. It'd be the same as any other.
All right, well, I'll go and talk to the salesman then, shall I? Fingers crossed we pass the credit check.
Ed, are you sure we can afford it? I mean, we have seen cheaper cars.
Yeah, one that had been in a smash, another one that was going to cost more to MOT than to buy.
But if we can't make the payments...
I'm not having Will say that I can't take care of George. And you, and Kira. You're the most precious things in the world to me. I'm going to keep you safe.
All right. But what...
Oh, it's not like it's a fortune. It's got over 90k on the clock.
Where are we going to find the money,
And I
though?
Told you I'll find a job.
How? You work a full day as it is.
Matt, I'm ready for you to carve.
Oh, something smells good, Ma.
Oh, excuse me, James. Mind out.
Oh, righto. Are you going to make proper gravy?
Of course.
And bread sauce?
In the saucepan.
Oh, marvellous.
Matt!
I love your roast, smile.
Yes. All right, darling. Now, look, why don't you go and sit down at the dining table and let me dish up?
Will do. Although a glass of wine might be in order first.
Hmm? Oh, James!
Ah, Matt!
Can't you just wait?
You're shouting.
Yeah.
What do you say to cracking open the sarcelle?
Darling...
Sure, help yourself.
Good out.
Really, just put the bottle down, darling. You can't open it by yourself.
I'm not a complete invalid, you know.
So what do you want me for?
Can you carve the chicken for me, please? Look, James, darling, just give it to me. I'll open it.
Yeah, I haven't got the knife.
Well, you know where it lives.
Yeah, I can do it.
But your crutches. No, in that drawer, Matt, with the sharpening steel.
All right.
Oh, James, honestly, you're going to do yourself an injury.
Really? I can manage. Oh!
Oh, for...
See?
Sorry, Ma.
No, I'll clear it up. For heaven's sake. Right, well, I'll get it then, shall I?
You wanted me to come.
Of course, and you couldn't possibly be expected to do two things at once. I'm coming.
Whoopsie-daisy. Too many cooks, eh?
You stupid idiot. Hmm? Nothing.
Oh, plenty of breast for me, please, Matt. I'm not much of a leg man.
Yes, I heard. We don't have servants, allegedly. Leonie!
Hello, Lillian. Is James here?
James?
He is here, isn't he? I heard about his accident. It sounded horrific. Is he all right?
Yes, he's here. He's fine.
Oh, thank goodness. Well...
Yes?
Can I come in? Georgie, mind out. You're going to knock the iron over.
George, settle down. There's not enough room.
Look, you haven't even finished your squash yet.
But it doesn't taste of anything.
What are you talking about?
It's not strong enough.
Well, I'm not putting any more in there. Kira's finished hers. Now, come on.
Oh, wait, this might be something. An attendant at a garage over near Ramsbury.
Ed, that's miles away. Are you going to get there?
Drive, I guess.
Well, you'll spend half your wages on petrol.
At Dad's, we had pizza and ice cream.
Did you, George?
Oh, no, forget it. You have to be able to work flexible hours.
And then we watch Cars. And we're going to watch Cars 2 next week.
Careful, you're spilling on the laundry.
George!
Just go and play quietly with Kira for a while.
Oh!
Just do as your mum says, otherwise you won't get to go to bonfire night tomorrow. Thank you.
Are you going to come to that?
Well, of course, why wouldn't I?
I just wondered. Will it be there?
Give me it!
So after what happened on Friday, I thought maybe...
Well, there's a company here looking for doormen.
Ed,
you're not working outside a bar.
I'm the shop.
Why not? It'd fit in with milking.
You have to buy things.
And if it were just Friday and Saturday night...
I don't care. It's dangerous.
Oh, wait, no, hang on. I need you to have a licence.
I can't have that.
I was going to try and get one.
Ed, are you listening to me?
You haven't got enough money.
George! Right, that's it.
It's a waste of time.
Go upstairs.
That's not
fair. No, I'm sick of you being a nuisance. We were all perfectly happy until you came back from your dad's. Upstairs, now. Go to your room.
Look at you. I can't bear it.
He's all right.
Are you in much pain?
Leone, excuse me.
A little, yes.
Oh, Poppet.
I just need to put the dish on the table. Matt, could you move the serving spoons?
Yeah, right.
So, when did you hear?
Last night. I was at a party. Oh, you remember Gabriella, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, she's just moved into a simply beautiful apartment in Lennox Square.
Oh.
And she'd heard about your accident from Ollie Taylor.
How does she know Ollie?
James, the bread sauce is just next to you, darling.
Don't ask.
Can you reach the vegetables?
Something to do with an overnight flight from New York. Oh, I didn't want to know the details.
Matt, could you just help him, please?
Yeah. Well, when she said you'd been in a car crash, you can imagine the terrible things I was thinking.
We all were.
I mean, I hardly slept a wink. First thing this morning, I thought to myself, Leone, I don't care if he tells you to go away. You have to find out how he is.
Over to you then, James.
Well, I've certainly been in better shape.
I know, you look so helpless.
You're welcome to take him away with you if you like.
Matt, why did you go and get an extra plate for Leone?
Sorry?
Well, that is, I'm assuming you'd like to eat with us.
But I'm sat down now.
Go on!
Oh, right.
I'm not sure. That's up to James, really.
Me?
Yeah, James. Speak your mind.
Would you like me to stay?
Georgie? Love, do you want to come back downstairs? George?
No.
Hey. Mummy's sorry. She didn't mean to shout. She's just a bit stressed at the moment. Come on. Let's wipe those tears away. I know you only wanted to play.
Mum?
Yes, darling, what is it?
Can I stay with my dad more?
What? Oh, George, no. That's the last thing we want.
But then it wasn't cost you as much. For food and stuff, and then you'll be happy.
Sweetheart, don't be silly. You make me happy. Do you hear me? Spending more time at your dad's wouldn't help.
But if we're poor...
George, seriously, that's not something for you to worry about. That's for grown-ups, OK? Really? You don't need to worry.
So, how long did they keep you in for?
Almost a week.
Oh, you poor lamb.
Yeah. I can't tell you how ghastly it was, Leonie.
Oh.
I had this old boy on one side of me who wouldn't stop snoring. And on the other, this chap whose family... Well... Let's just say they wouldn't be any loss to the gene pool. The moment visiting hours began, in they'd come, dragging their knuckles through the ward.
And what about your beautiful car?
Right off.
Really? And we had so many wonderful drives in it too.
Well, I was thinking of changing it anyway.
What a shame. Still, I suppose if there is a silver lining... At least I'm here now. It wouldn't have happened otherwise, would it?
No. No, I guess not.
Maybe it's fate. I have missed you, James.
And I've missed you too.
Have you? Don't lie to me.
I'm not.
Because when I first heard... I can't tell you. I felt sick. Especially after all those... terrible things I said to you.
Hey.
The thought that they might have been the last words we ever said to each other.
You were really scared I might...
Terrified.
Be...
I didn't mean them, you know. Those words. I just don't know what gets into me sometimes.
Well, It wasn't all your fault.
No, James, it was.
I was partly to blame.
Honestly?
No, I should have been more understanding. You can't help being you. It's what makes you so special.
Oh, do you mean that?
You're my silly sausage.
Oh, James. I never want to lose you again. Oh, I love you so much.
Oh, sorry.
Ooh. Matt.
No, I didn't realise you were...
Excuse us.
I'll leave you to it.
Matt! Oh, watch out. Oh, where are you going?
I was just...
Well, look, I brought the coffee. Well, go on, sit down.
Yeah, right.
You two look very cosy. I suppose you'll need to get back to London soon, won't you, Leonie?
No, not necessarily.
Oh?
I thought I might stay for a few days.
A few days?
Really?
But what about work?
Oh, well, I'll just tell them I'm taking compassionate leave. And Dad and Linda won't mind. I could be here for at least a week.
Excuse me.
What?
I have to look after my brave soldier.
Well, what about your coffee?
Well, haven't I?
Absolutely. It's been a total misery knocking around here with nothing to do.
One moment. You go ahead and help yourselves.
Right, Omar.
Oh, no. You just sit right there. Don't move.
I'm yours to command.
Cream?
Matt, where are you going?
Out.
What do you mean, out?
Out. I'm not staying here. I'll go to the pub.
Well, look, just wait 10 minutes and I'll come with you.
Huh?
But I could use a drink too. Come on, look, let's have a coffee and then we'll both go.
No.
It's going to be a long week.
I'm not stopping.
Well, I'll meet you there then.
No, Lillian. Look, I'm going into Borchester, all right? I'm meeting a business colleague.
What are you talking about? What business colleague?
Just a colleague. If I can't relax in my own home, I might as well get some work done.
Matt, don't lie. Look, I'd like to come with you. Matt!
Well, would you look at that? An archer back behind the bar of the Bull.
Seeing is believing.
So how's your first day gone, then?
Oh, I think I'm just about getting the hang of it.
Yeah? Is that true, Jolene?
Oh, hello, David. What's that?
Kenton. Is he coming up to scratch?
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing all right, aren't you, darling?
Oh, don't be too effusive.
Well, he's not quite the same as Fallon.
No.
But suppose we'll get to you straight.
Oi, watch it, you, or I might stick a firework where you least expect it.
You ready?
Oh, yes, I am. You going to come and wonder at my magical display?
I'll probably nip down for 10 minutes.
You okay?
Yeah, Kenton, I'm fine. Now, go on.
Yeah, all right. But don't just stand there, Dave.
I'm waiting for you.
Come on, no time to be slacking. We've got work to do. Come on.
Reporting for duty.
Hey, Kirsty! I wasn't expecting to see you yet.
Really?
Aren't you early?
Only by about 10 minutes. Oh. I want to make a good impression, don't I?
Yes, you do, indeed.
So come on, how's it been going? You look as if you're doing okay.
Yes, no, it's not been too bad. Don dropped in to make sure that I hadn't blown the place up. But to be honest, it's not that different from the pub.
Except you're in charge.
Oh, Fallon, this is so exciting.
Listen, give me a minute to change. I'll come and help you.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, Naomi's in tonight, isn't she?
Yeah, she took over after lunch.
So where is she now?
Out the back, having a break.
What? And she just left you to clear tables?
Oh, I don't mind. It's not like we're best mates. And she's been making catty remarks all day.
No, but still.
And anyway, if Kenton used to give you all hourly breaks.
Kenton?
Because of the smokers. That's what Naomi said. It's not the way I do things, but there's no point in charging in and making myself unpopular.
Well, it's the first I've heard of it. Seriously, Fallon, Kenton never said that.
Are you sure?
Positive. I think Naomi might be having you on.
Still here. Evening, Lindy.
You do know it's gone 7. I thought you wanted to enjoy the bonfire night celebration.
Yeah, well, I do,
I'm
I do.
Sure this can wait till tomorrow.
Ah, no, I just wanted to finish this column.
Oh, right.
What?
It's looking marvellous already.
Really? I can't get the acanthus leaves to match. I'm starting to wish I'd chosen a plain old Doric capital, but at the Globe they have these elaborate Corinthian ones.
Well, is there anything I can do to help?
Well, you could start tidying up a bit. The WI are using the hall tomorrow.
All right.
Oh, and that joiner's square is Darrell's. He must have left it behind.
I'll put it to one side.
Have you been back to the house? Is Leonie home?
No. I think she must still be with James.
She's been there all day. I don't understand it. After everything she said about not wanting to see him again. Okay. That's better, isn't it?
Well, you've got me worried now.
I know, but what can we do? It's Leonie's choice.
No. I mean about the set. You're doing such a wonderful job. I just hope my Elizabethan Christmas can reach the same standard.
It'll be a triumph. It always is.
Oh, bless you. But I'm really not sure this time. It feels so unfocused. A song here, a sonnet there. I did think Prospero's final speech from The Tempest might be a fitting way to close. Not that I've found anyone to play it yet.
Well, why don't you do it?
Oh, no. I couldn't possibly. I just need something to bind it all together.
What you need is a Lord of Misrule.
I beg your pardon?
Well, isn't that what they used to have at feasts when they'd appoint a peasant or somebody to take charge of the revelries?
Oh.
And he could act as a sort of compere.
Yes. You mean introducing the acts?
Yeah, I suppose.
Robert, well done. That's a brilliant idea. And I know just who could do it too.
Well, I know my memory's not what it was, but...
So you don't remember ever saying that?
Well, to be honest, I was always pretty relaxed about that sort of thing. If it was quiet and you wanted a break, you could have one. Otherwise...
Well, Naomi made it sound as if it was a hard and fast rule.
No. Well, unless I'm going senile.
No, I'm sure you're right. That's all I needed to know. Thanks, Kenton.
No problem. If there's anything else...
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine. By the sounds of it, Naomi's still fed up about not getting the job.
Oh.
I'm sorry about that.
No, don't worry. I think we're almost done anyway. I've stuck the fountain cones along the bank.
Oh, that should look good from across the river.
Yeah. So, now you just need to decide where you want to launch your golden crackle burst mega rocket.
Well, where would be closest to Hilary Noakes's house? Give that bird of hers a fright.
You know, you'd think she'd be satisfied now the bonfire's moved to the Jubilee Field.
I must say, David, the singeing on the green was really most unsightly.
And now she's complaining to the parish council that the fireworks scare her cockatoo.
Oh, right, well, so, not too close then.
Yeah, but not.
Well, I guess here's as good as anywhere then.
You sure?
Yeah, well, it's far enough away from the others.
Okie dokie.
Oh, you can smell the bonfire.
Yeah.
Do you remember when we'd come down as kids and Uncle Jack would be there?
Oh, yeah. Whiskey in hand.
It's funny, isn't it? I've travelled so far, and where do I end up? At the Bull in Ambridge.
Well, you do look at home behind that bar. Seriously, Kenton, you know, the way it's worked out with you and Jolene, I'm really chuffed for you, mate.
Oh, thanks, bro. Let's just hope I don't make a mess of it.
Of course you won't.
Hey, tell you what. Why don't I nip over and buy us both a hot dog from Tom's van?
Ooh, yeah, sure.
Pip's serving, isn't she? I might just wangle a discount.
You can try.
But at least it'll keep us warm while we're waiting for blast off.
Robert, honestly... If you just come home for dinner...
This is my dinner.
A sausage in a bat. And look, now you've got ketchup on your face.
You better lick it off then.
Robert, no, stop. Oh, you are awful.
Oh, I left a note for Leonie, by the way, telling her there were cold cuts if she wanted them.
Right.
I wish I knew what her plans are. I mean, is she going to eat at the Dower House every night?
I don't know, Lindy.
She hasn't even told us how long she's likely to stay.
Well, it can't be too long. I'm amazed they gave a compassionate leave in the first place. An ex-boyfriend with a broken leg hardly counts.
He's not an ex now.
Don't remind me.
She's saying he's the love of her life.
Leonie's always been so impulsive. And after the way he left her last time.
Hmm. She does seem genuinely happy.
Well, for how long, though?
Oh, Kenton. Sorry, darling. Kenton!
Oh, evening. Enjoying your hot dog, I see, Robert.
Mm, yeah, very nice.
Oh, good-o, that's where I'm heading now.
Kenton. Mm? I need to talk to you about my Elizabethan Christmas. Now, I know what you said, but I have a part I think you're absolutely cut out for.
Oh, dear. That doesn't sound too promising.
Well, it was Robert who had the eureka moment.
Well, for the part, not who should play it.
But you agree Kenton would be perfect. You would be the thread running through the whole production, bringing the show to life and drawing it to a close.
Yeah, look, sorry, Linda, but...
The Lord of Misrule.
Who?
He's the person who leads the festivities.
Quite.
Like a rabble-rouser.
Thank you, Robert. It will be very much a comedic role, and with your natural bonhomie and sense of mischief.
Mm. Well, I've been called plenty else, but Lord of Misrule. Yeah, does have a certain ring to it.
May I take that as a yes, then?
It won't work
without a performer of your star quality, Kenton.
No, look, I'm sorry. Jolene won't forgive me if I duck out of my duties at the Bull.
Very wise. Don't upset the boss.
Robert.
See?
But if she knew that we were counting on you...
No, really, I can't now. I've got to get on.
But Kenton!
Sorry, Linda.
Oh, honestly. Of all the times for him to decide to be sensible.
Well, that's what happens.
What do you mean?
Jolene. She must have him under her thumb already.
Oh, dear, that's not a happy face. Did you speak to her then?
Oh, yes.
And?
Naomi takes great offence at being accused of lying.
You said that to her?
No, of course not. I said there'd obviously been a misunderstanding, but from now on, if anyone wants to take a break other than what they're entitled to, then they have to ask me first.
What did she say to that?
She advised me that if I was going to start changing rules, then perhaps I should make it clear by displaying a notice for the staff.
You're joking.
Then I told her that the coffee machine needed cleaning.
Well done.
She's unbelievable. She obviously thinks that I stitched up the job somehow.
Nah, you didn't do anything.
Kirsty?
I mean, at least you put it straight. She knows where she stands now.
Yeah. Ooh, that guy needs serving.
She'll have to accept you the manager of Jack soon.
We'll see. I've got a feeling it's going to take a while.
You can see how ideal he'd be, though, Jolie.
I ain't got no problem.
What? You haven't?
But Kenton can do what he likes. Ask him.
Well, as I explained, I already have.
No, I mean now. Kenton!
There you are.
How come you're here? I thought you were doing the fireworks.
No, I've left Dave to it. And Mike's gone over to give him a hand, so I thought I'd rather enjoy them with you.
Kenton, I've been speaking to Jolene about the Christmas show.
Yeah, and I said I couldn't possibly. Jolene needs me at the pub, don't you, love?
But she says she doesn't mind.
Oh, really?
Of course I don't. Why do you think I would?
You see? So now there's nothing barring you from taking the role.
Ah, right, well, I suppose in that case...
Marvellous. I'll be in touch with the rehearsal schedule. Bye.
Bye.
You did want to do it, didn't you?
Yeah, but are you really sure you don't mind?
You just said so, didn't I?
Yeah, I know, but...
What?
Well, I was worried that maybe you were having second thoughts. You seemed a bit low today.
Oh, Kenton, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just missing Fallon. It only really hit me today how strange it'll be not having her around.
And that really is it?
Of course. It's got nothing to do with you. You know, for the Lord of Misrule, you're a bit oversensitive.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Kenton. Come here. You keep me warm. I'd have never dreamt a year ago that I'd be where I am today. You do know that, don't you?
Yeah, I know.
Trust me, I couldn't be happier.
Oh, morning, sleepyhead.
Morning.
Feeling rested?
Oh, tell you in 5 minutes.
You should be. You were spark out when I got in last night.
Was I? Oh,
nothing was going to wake you.
I missed you at the fireworks.
I couldn't face it. I was in bed by 9:30.
Oh, fair enough.
Did you get my text about Leonie?
Yeah. So what? Are she and James back together then?
Yeah. She's at the Dower House all day yesterday, which means Matt's in an even worse mood. Spent the whole day trying to avoid getting my head bitten off.
Well, I had a good night.
It's not what I get paid for.
Gourmet Grills did a roaring trade. And the pigs in clover went down well at the ball.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh, and I bumped into your dad and Vicky. Apparently, Borsuch Alive want photos of him for Jim's article.
Do they?
I'm not sure he's quite as overjoyed as Vicky is.
Tom,
I was thinking, I should probably have a word with Jim too. It wouldn't hurt to have a nice spread in the county magazine.
What do you think I should do, though? I'm not prepared to put up with being treated like a dog's body.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bren. I've got to go.
All right, but can
lots to do. I'll see you this evening. Have a good day.
Jake? Mia? Hope you're not messing around in there.
Right, I'm off.
Come on, clean your teeth.
Nick?
Yes, okay. Look, you don't want to be late for school.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, I don't know. You just seem a bit...
Well, I'm fine.
Have I done something wrong? See? You were like this all last night.
Well, it's hardly surprising, is it? Watching you and Ed glower at each other from across the bonfire.
No, we weren't.
Oh, come on.
And so what if we were? The kids enjoyed themselves, didn't they?
Yeah, only because me and Emma managed to keep you apart.
Look, I'm not going to apologise for wanting to protect my son.
Right. Well, it's done now.
If Ed's going to drive him around in a death trap...
Well...
Why should I feel bad about that?
Oh, just forget it. You're busy. I need to get the kids dressed. Seriously, you need to think about the shoot.
Fine. You're picking up George later, aren't you?
Yes, I'll fetch him.
Good. Right, well, I'll try to get home as soon as I can.
Jamie, I'm going now.
Yeah.
Hello, love. Are you up?
Yeah, I said okay.
Oh, sorry. Didn't hear. I thought you might have overslept.
No.
So you're off to college then?
Yeah, looks that way.
Well, if you're ready, I could give you a lift to the bus stop.
Yeah, cool. I just need to find my textbook.
I take it you're excited about your interview?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's why you're up so bright and early.
And?
And nothing. Let's hope it goes well.
Found it.
And just remember, eh? It's for you to ask questions as well, not just him.
Yes, Mum, I know.
You need to get a good idea of what it's going to take for you to become a tree surgeon.
Duh, that's the whole point. Stop panicking.
No, I'm not. I only want you to make the most of it.
So are we going then?
Yes, yes.
Oh, come on then.
All right, I'm coming.
Well, I don't want to miss the bus.
Oh, yeah.
What? Sorry, Tom, not now. Come on, what is the matter with you? Why do you have to jam on me now? Oh, for... Hello, I'm Side.
Bren?
Oh, Tom.
I just tried your mobile.
I know, sorry. The printer's playing up and I've taken the back off, but it's just...
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Do you think you can ring me back later?
I won't be long. Speakman's called about 10 minutes ago.
Did they?
And guess what?
I've no idea.
They've decided to renew their order.
Oh.
They said the feedback from their holiday tenants has been great, particularly the casserole. Apparently that's been a huge hit.
That's brilliant. I'm really pleased for you.
So, that's one customer we can rely on for the ready meals.
Listen, I can't talk now.
Yeah, I know. I just had to tell you.
Sure.
Oh, and Brent.
Tom, sorry, I really have to go. Matt will go ballistic if he comes back and finds me chatting.
Yeah, all right, but...
Sorry.
I just wanted to say... Don't worry about dinner tonight. I'll cook.
Oh, right.
I thought maybe I'd do a risotto or something. No pork. What do you reckon?
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom.
No problem. Oh, we deserve a celebration. Mm. I'll nip down the shop and get us a nice bottle of wine.
Look, I'm sorry. It can't be helped.
It's fine. I'm not home yet, anyway.
Oh?
I'm in the shop. We're picking a few things up for dinner.
Oh, all right. Well, don't wait for me if I'm not back in time.
We won't. Bye.
Bye.
Nick, can we have this?
What's that, sweetheart?
It's my favourite.
George, you can't have cereal for your tea.
Mum won't buy it for me. She says the one from the supermarket is the same.
Well, it probably is.
But it doesn't taste as nice.
Come on, then. Let's see.
Oh, hi, Nick.
Oh, hi, Kathy. Go on, then.
Yeah.
Honestly, doesn't matter how well I pin it, I always seem to lose my poppy.
No, I know.
Let's see how long this one lasts.
Yeah, mine always ends up getting scrunched up.
Sad, isn't it? Oh, look, I won't hold you up. I can see you've got your hands full. Oh,
thanks.
Oh, my bad, George.
George, what are you doing? Don't run off. Hey, we need to pay for that.
Jamie! Jamie, wait!
Huh?
Hold on.
Oh, hey, Mum.
I didn't think you were going to hear me.
Oh, I have my earphones in.
So, come on, tell me. How did it go?
I got the job.
What?
Isaac says I can start on the 26th. Oh, he's so cool, Mum. Well, he's like half Mike's age. And he does all this stuff, like mountaineering and solo...
Hang on, what does that mean, he's given you a job?
Well, I can be his groundsman. Hauling logs, using a wood chipper, that sort of thing.
And is that full time?
No, but there'll still be loads of hours.
Well, what's loads?
Hiya, Cathy.
Loads?
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hey, Jamie.
But Mike's given me work as well, isn't he? Well, and I need to get my driving licence. And there are courses I can go on. In a few years' time, I reckon I could set up on my own.
Well, let's just take it one step at a time, shall we? Tell me about these courses. What exactly would you have to do?
Well, you start off with felling. How to process the trees.
Okay.
And then you move on to climbing. How to use a rope and a harness. And chainsaw skills.
How long does that take?
2 to 3 years.
That long?
Mum, it's like a proper job. It's no longer than uni.
I know.
Well, at least for some of the time I'll actually be getting paid.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'd enjoy it. Isaac says if I take it seriously, it'd be the best job in the world.
You've got it all planned, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Well, couldn't you at least finish this term? And then if it isn't for you and you wanted to go back to college, you wouldn't have to start the year again.
But I'm not going to.
Maybe not, but...
And anyway, Isaac's busiest time is over winter. If I don't take the opportunity now, I'm going to lose it. Don't you see?
Okay.
Huh?
I said okay. I can see how passionate you are.
Oh, Mum!
Jamie!
Oh, thank you. You're the best.
You don't have to thank me. Just prove to me you're making the right decision.
Well, I will, I promise.
Oh, maybe Jolene can give you some more hours in the times you're not working on the estate.
Yeah, sure.
In the meantime, I'll give you the money you shelled out on the chainsaw course.
What?
And I'll pay for you to have driving lessons.
Well, are you serious?
Is that okay?
Well, of course.
Good. Well, that's settled then. Oh, now, I bet you're hungry. If you're going to be doing all this hard physical labour, we need to keep you well fed.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on then. Let's get on home.
So what would you prefer? Chardonnay or Sauvignon Blanc?
I don't mind.
It's your choice.
Seriously, Tom, I'm probably not going to get to drink it anyway.
What? How come?
Lillian insisted I lend James my laptop, and I don't know what he's done to it, but he somehow managed to encrypt a whole load of files.
So
I need to recover them. God knows how long it's going to take.
Right.
Tom, it's not my fault.
No, I know. I just feel sorry for you, that's all.
Yeah, well, the gremlins really seem to have it in for me today. Oh, I think that's Matt.
Look, don't worry about dinner.
I have to go.
I'll keep it warm for you. Ren? Beer it is, then.
Oh,
Hello, love.
I wasn't expecting you to be back so soon.
No. I managed to persuade Pete to finish up.
Oh, you didn't have to. Oh,
I said I'd be home.
Good day.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're all set. The covers are well stocked anyway. Hopefully Brian will get off my back once tomorrow's over. I mean, I know it's a big one for him, but honestly...
Will.
Hmm?
I want to talk about George staying over more.
Nick, look. I'm sorry if you think I overreacted, but... Anything could have happened in that car.
Maybe, but...
You were only lucky it packed up where it did.
And it was completely out of order the way you spoke to Ed. Do you honestly think he deliberately put George in danger? Remember, Emma was in that car too. And Kira might have been.
So?
Oh, it's because they've got no money, Will. That's the reason for the state of that car.
But, well, how's that my fault? I pay Emma maintenance. And I trust Ed to take care of my son.
Oh, for God's sake, can't you see that they're struggling? Do you want to know what George asked me earlier?
What?
He wanted a box of cereal because Emma buys the one that's 50p cheaper and he doesn't like it. And that's not the only thing he said.
So they're not feeding him properly?
Oh, Will, I didn't mean that...
Well, what then?
Look, we are lucky. You earn a good wage, our home comes with the job.
And I've worked for it too.
Oh, you work for the house on the green? For the rent you get off Tom and Brenda? Oh, come on, Will. You've told me what it was like when you were growing up. You know how hard it can be to make ends meet, especially these days.
Well, so what do you want me to do? Pay for their car? You know how they get when I buy George a toffee apple.
No, but I think you were right about having George over more often.
But you just...
The way you went about it was appalling. But it's still a good idea. And George would like it. Might take the pressure off Ed and Emma.
Well, I ain't got no problem with it. They're never going to agree, though, are they? Not after last Friday.
No, not if you ask Ed.
Or Emma.
I'm not suggesting you ask either of them. I'll do it. I'll explain that we genuinely want to help and that you apologise for blowing your top.
Oh, Nick, come on.
Do you want to have more of George?
Yes.
Well, then, let me see what I can do. I'll speak to Emma tomorrow.
Good morning, Emma.
Hi, Ruth.
Hello, Kira.
Oh, she's gone a bit shy this morning.
Oh.
Did George get off to school okay, love?
Yeah, yeah.
I like your new car, by the way. At first, I wondered who was visiting.
It's not exactly new.
Well, it's new to us.
We still need to work out how to pay for it.
Well, still, it must be a relief to be back on the road.
Oh, is that the...
I'll get it.
The,
Come on, Kira.
All right, well, look, I'm going to have to head back to the farm.
Oh, okay.
See you, Emma.
Fences to mend.
Yeah, I should be getting a move on too. Oh, Ed, I don't suppose you know if your mum's doing anything in the Christmas show. It's just Usha and I thinking of doing the witches scene from Macbeth, but we're one short.
All right.
I've already asked Susan and Lillian and Jill. Do you think your mum might be interested?
What, in playing a witch?
Yeah.
You know what? Funnily enough, I couldn't tell you. Witches aren't really my area.
I'll let you get on.
Just give her a bell.
Why? What's George said to you?
Nothing in particular.
Because we've explained to him, Nick. He ain't to worry.
So has George asked if he can stay more? Emma?
He hears things, all right. He picks stuff up. And after Will went nuts on Friday...
And he's really sorry about that. He knows he did the wrong thing.
Then how come he's got you to call?
He didn't.
I can look after my own son. Just because we can't afford to shower him with treats.
It was my idea to
call. He's fed. He's always got clean clothes. It's me and Ed what go without.
Which is why I wanted to talk to you. To see if there was any way we could help. Honestly, Emma, we know you're finding things hard at the moment.
Look, we can manage. Ed's going to find another job. When he does, things will be easier.
How's that going to make it easier for you?
We need the money.
Yeah, but if you're the only one around to look after the kids, I do know what it's like. I mean, maybe not exactly your situation, but when Andrew first left
no,
me...
No, it ain't the same.
There I was with Jake and Mia all by myself. No job.
And then you met Will.
Not for a long while I didn't. I hardly saw anyone. I remember one time, it must have been January, it was freezing anyway, and I could only afford to heat the lounge. So I'll just sit in there all day eating alphabetti spaghetti that I bought on clearance.
Yeah? So?
So, I couldn't bear for anyone to see how much I was struggling. In the end, it was my mum who made me see sense, and that's what I'm saying to you. We all go through tough times. There's no shame in accepting help.
Nick, I appreciate what you're saying, but...
Remember, we're only talking about one night.
I know.
And no one's trying to say you're not doing a good job or that we're better parents.
Well, that's how it feels.
Well, that's not how it's meant. Anyone can see what a great mum you are. Look, I know we haven't always gotten along, Emma, but we are family and we all care about George. If having him to sleep over one extra night helps you and Ed, and well, George has said he doesn't mind, so...
Maybe.
Yeah?
I don't know. It's difficult. I'll have to talk to Ed.
Okay. Well, the offer's there. It's no bother, and really, Emma, ignore what Will said. We both know he can be a bit of an idiot sometimes.
Yeah. Thanks, Nick.
Hiya.
Look, Ed's here. I better go.
Sure.
We'll have a think.
Hiya. I forgot my car keys. Who's that on the phone?
Nick. She wanted to talk about George.
George? Oh, what about him? Em?
Lillian, can I just get to the oven?
It's impossible, Jenny.
I need to put the casserole in.
Wherever I turn, there she is.
Oh, dear.
She's at the front door as soon as I finish breakfast, and she's still cooing over James at dinner.
Oh, really?
I don't even have to be in the same room, and I can hear her voice echoing through the house.
Oh. Jenny, they're here.
Well, I'm sure it must be very trying.
Oh, Lillian, I thought I heard you.
Morning, darling.
So how are you getting on, darling? Everything under control?
Yes, Brian.
Oh, is that the venison?
No, it's a sheep's head.
All right.
No, everything's fine. Just stop fretting. At least it would be if I could actually get to anything. Excuse me, Lillian.
Oh, sorry, darling.
We've got a couple of big wigs from the dairy export industry on the shoot today.
Ah, I see.
And I'm rather keen we make a good impression.
Mm. You'd better go and meet them then, haven't you?
Indeed. Lunch is scheduled for 12:30.
Yes, I know.
And you remember the beef tea?
Yes, Brian. It's all packed and ready, as usual. Now just go on.
I'm going. Apologies, Lillian.
No.
But you've caught us on a rather hectic day.
Oh, don't worry. Darling, I'm just glad to have escaped. I mean, the way Leona behaved, you'd think I couldn't look after my own son.
Lillian, can I just...
I can't do anything without her looking over my shoulder or overruling. And, of course, James is lapping it up.
Well, then maybe you should be pleased.
Pleased?
You were complaining last week about having to wait on him, and if Len is there to do it now, you don't have to bother.
Yeah, but that's not the point, Jenny.
Well, makes sense to me.
I mean, they haven't seen each other for months, and now it's as if they're married.
Oh, God forbid. Brian's left his mobile.
That's no help either. He's never around.
Sorry, Lillian, but I really haven't got the time.
Yes, all right, but...
Look, you can see how busy I am. Hold on, Brian, your phone!
All I want's a little support.
I said no, Emma. I can't believe you're even suggesting
it. I don't like it either.
Then why are we discussing it?
Because we're not coping, are we? And I think Nick genuinely wants to help.
Give me a break.
You didn't hear her.
That Will put her up to
it. I don't
it.
Think so.
Of course he did.
Well, so what if he did? Maybe he's right.
What about what? Well, that I can't take care of my own family?
No.
That George is better off with him?
Ed, stop. Because
that's what he'll say. Down the pub. Telling everyone how useless we are.
He wouldn't do that.
You reckon? He'd love it.
Really?
It is exactly what he wants.
Well, it's what George wants too.
Hey?
On Sunday, he asked if he could stay with his dad more.
He wants to live with Will?
No. He thought it would save us money. But it's hardly surprising, is it? It's not like things are much fun round here. He can see we're unhappy.
We're all right.
Ed, we're not.
Things aren't so bad that he'd be better off with Will.
You think I want to admit it? Well, I'm tired. I'm tired of the worry, of looking after the kids with no money, feeling guilty. And Nick was actually really kind. I started to think that...
I started to think, you know, it actually would be a relief not to have George so much.
Look, we'll talk to my mum, or yours.
We can't keep pretending.
I told you,
Will
I'll get...
is his father. If anyone looks after George, it should be him. Ed?
I see.
Where are you going?
Well, where do you think? To scrape a living.
Ed, wait!
You know I'm trying, Em. I'm doing my best.
I know you are.
And don't give in to him. We agreed when George goes to theirs, and Will ain't getting a minute more.
So I'm still in need of a final witch. I phoned Clary, but she turned me down.
Oh, that's a shame.
And I just asked Hillary. She's serving in the shop. She actually seemed quite offended.
Ooh. Well, I'm sorry, but I can't do it, Ruth.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. You've got enough on your plate with James.
Indeed.
Is it true Leonie's back on the scene?
Yeah, she's over at the house now.
You don't sound too overjoyed.
Well, if it's what makes him happy.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, I'm sure you've got lots to be getting on with.
Not really.
So you're a lady of leisure.
Seems that way.
Well, enjoy it.
Ruth?
Yeah?
The Christmas show. It wouldn't be a massive commitment, would it?
No, it's not a very long scene. Are you having second thoughts?
Well, it might be a distraction. All the girls together.
Brilliant. Welcome to the coven.
Not at all, Will. You've done sterling work.
Brian?
Oh, hello, Donnie.
You throwing money about?
Well, just a little bonus for Will.
I take it you're happy, then.
Well, why wouldn't I be? Good bag, condensed guns.
See, I told you.
Even the weather held off.
Well, maybe you can relax now, and I can start thinking about the next big event.
What's that?
Mum's birthday next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
And the family are all coming over for lunch.
I remember. Talking of lunch... Uh-huh. I had a very illuminating conversation with those dairy chaps.
Yeah, I saw you showing them the brochure.
Yep, they seemed quite impressed.
It's good to hear.
And I'm sure the delicious food helped.
Well, don't you go picking. I thought I'd take Alice and Christopher the leftovers.
You know, Jenny, they can feed themselves.
Yeah, but I want to hear how she's getting on in her new job.
Ah, I see. Right, well, I'd better check in on the site.
Yeah, all right, darling.
Oh, and Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Onwards and upwards. Didn't I tell you the dairy was a good idea?
Emma?
Oh. Ed, I didn't hear you come in.
You all right?
Yeah. Just putting George's clothes away. Shouldn't you be milking?
No, well, I got finished early. I wanted to talk.
I don't know what you want me to say, Ed. I just know I can't go on like this.
I know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have blown my top at you. You can understand that.
Of course I understand.
I hate Will lording it over us.
Still doesn't change anything, though, does it? And this way... Well, you never know. It might be better for all of us.
How?
It could give us a break. George would like it. And it would save a bit of money. It is only one extra night.
How long before he starts asking for another and another?
He won't do that.
How do you know?
Nick wouldn't let him. I really think they're just trying to help.
Yeah, maybe she is.
Ed... Please. I know you're a good dad. And if Will gloats, well, let him. Ain't like that's the worst of our problems.
I will sort this out, Em. It won't always be like this.
Yeah, I know.
So you really want to let George stay another night with Will?
No, Ed, I don't want to. I just don't see we've got very much choice.
Oh,
Fallon, you're kidding me.
No.
So when was this?
As soon as she arrived for work, she just marched straight up to me and announced that she was leaving.
Well, that's all she said?
Pretty much. Apparently, she's found a job managing a bar in Felpersham.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not convinced either. Who cares? As long as I don't have to put up with Naomi's Mardy face any longer.
Well, I can't say I blame her. You're so terrible to work for.
Eh?
We'll all be jumping ship soon.
Oh, don't say that. You know, it's not my fault that I got the job instead of her. She was given a fair chance.
Well, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? Kirsty?
Look, I wasn't going to say anything before. But I suppose now that Naomi's gone...
What? Kirsty, tell me!
The thing is, I might have kind of possibly hinted to Don that all the staff were really hacked off when Naomi was acting manager.
You did what?
And that we'd be even more unhappy if he and Jim gave it to her permanently.
There I was, thinking that I got the job on merit.
Oh, you did! It's not like I lied or anything. We all hated it. You're so much better than she would have been.
God, I don't know what to say. You're really quite sly, aren't you?
I have my moments.
Better watch my back. Well, there is one problem, though.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I need to find somebody to replace her.
Aren't you proud of me, Mum? Your son is being made a lord.
I know. Linda's been telling me.
Of misrule. And Ruth, Usha and Lillian are my witches.
That's no way to talk about them.
No, I mean from Macbeth. From the Scottish play.
Better.
Yes. Ruth said she'd managed to persuade Lillian.
I was so delighted when she suggested it. Finally, I feel as though we have a show on our hands.
Evening, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Rhys.
Which reminds me, I have some ideas I'd like to discuss with you, Kenton.
Oh, actually, can it wait? I just need
It is rather vital.
Yeah, Rhys, hang on. Before you start...
Actually, I ought to be going too. I told Elizabeth I'd drop in on her this evening.
Oh, well, before you do, Jill, I wanted to ask you about food.
Yes.
I've been getting myself rather exercised about costs. Remember, it's coming out of the ticket price.
Which is why I'm hoping Tom might be able to help. Chris and I have been researching Elizabethan recipes.
Oh.
And we thought we might do a colour of brawn using pork loin.
Oh, right.
You boil it a week in advance and then marinate it in spices so it would be extremely convenient to serve.
Well, that sounds ideal.
And then we'd have plenty of time to make mince pies with real mincemeat.
Oh, yes.
And marchpane. Marzipan.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I shouldn't have worried.
Don't fret, Linda. If it was good enough for Queen Bess, I'm sure it'll do for you.
Yeah, I don't think it should muck you around too much. Just as long as Nick can leave by 2:30.
Yeah, that's fine.
Something to do with needing to look after George more often.
No worries.
Right, so, Nick was meant to be working again next Tuesday.
Kenton, honestly, just let me know when you sorted the road that it makes no difference to me.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to fit in a few more hours for Jamie as well. Did you know he's quit college?
Has he?
He's going to be a surgeon. A tree surgeon.
Ah,
Came over yesterday, telling us both how he's going to be swinging around in trees. I wish I'd been so determined at his age.
Fair play to him.
Yeah. Right, so, if I give you Tuesday instead, yeah?
Oh, hang on.
And then, let's see, next week...
Sorry, Kenton. Hello, Fallon?
Rhys, hey!
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Where are you?
I'm at the pub.
Oh.
Does she need to talk to me? Are you off to Kenton?
No, it's you I want to talk to.
Have you got a minute? I've got a proposition.
Okay, see you, Kenton. A proposition?
Yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, need to make it quite quick.
How'd you fancy coming to work here at Jack's?
Jack's?
Bit of a shock, eh? Well, the thing is, one of the staff, well, one of my staff, she's walked out. Well, don't ask, it's a long story.
And what, you need someone to cover tonight?
No, I mean full time. What do you reckon? Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah,
I need someone with plenty of experience, and we know that we make a good team. It'd be just like when we were running the pub together, except all the time.
Colin, hang on a minute.
Think how much fun we'd have.
Yeah, I'm sure we would.
So how about it?
Look, let me have a think, OK? I mean, it's just a bit out of the blue. I've just started my shift.
Yeah, sure, OK.
When do you need an answer?
Well, I suppose I don't need it straight away. I do need to fill the post fairly quick, though.
Right, well, I'll let you know as soon as possible, right?
Thanks.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Yeah, bye.
Alan? Everything all right? Was that Reese?
Yeah, it was.
Something wrong?
No, nothing. No, he's thinking about it.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, everything's fine.
Are you sure you don't need a hand, Elizabeth?
No, Mum. I'm only putting the dinner things on to wash.
I could make the tea.
You sit there. So, you visited Mr. Pullen?
Yes.
And how is he?
Very frail. I brought him some shopping.
That's kind of you.
I was going into town anyway. I was hoping to find something for Daniel.
Oh, for his 18th.
I'm still scratching my head, though.
Yeah, I must think of something, too.
That's all my news. Not very interesting. How about you? Where's Lily and Freddie?
Doing their homework. Alistair's friend Iftikhar came over to talk to Freddie yesterday.
Oh, is this for
his extra maths tuition, yeah.
Poor love. The school seems to give him enough work as it is.
Well, he'll only find it harder if he keeps falling behind. Although you're right, he wasn't exactly relishing the prospect.
I'm sure.
Iftikhar won him over, though. Honestly, Mum, by the end of their conversation, I think Freddie was almost looking forward to it.
Ooh.
They're starting the lessons next week.
Well, as long as he doesn't feel under pressure.
No. Oh, games kit.
Elizabeth, where are you going? Come and sit down.
Look, I won't be a minute. Have a look at the consultant's report. It's there on the table. It arrived this morning. A lot of it's not a surprise. Costs are up, spend per visit is down.
Oh, dear.
The one good thing he has to say is that the business is still viable.
Well, that's reassuring, at least.
Just. I've got some big decisions to make, though, Mum. He's certainly given me plenty to think about.
How was that for you, Linda?
Oh, delicious, Kenton. Just what the doctor ordered.
Oh, good, good.
Robert and I thought we'd treat ourselves to a meal out. Things have been a little topsy-turvy with Leonie at home.
Ah, well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Actually, Kenton, yeah. while Robert's at the bar, have you time to talk about the Lord of Misrule? You see, I'm extremely keen to close with the Our Revels Now Are Ended speech from The Tempest.
Oh, yes. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our
little life is rounded with a sleep. Yeah. Good grief. You know it?
Yeah. Of course I know it.
Well, that's marvellous. I've been casting around for someone to play it, although Robert's tried to persuade me to do it myself.
Well, why not?
Oh, no. I think you'd be far more appropriate.
Oh, I don't see how. No, really, I mean, it's such a beautiful speech. And if I'm supposed to be this bawdy, larger-than-life character...
Yes, but I wouldn't want to put myself centre stage, Kenton.
Oh, come on. Enjoy the spotlight. Don't you think, Reese?
What's that?
Linda should play Prospero in the Christmas show.
Oh, no, honestly, Kenton.
I mean, as director, you're a sort of Prospero anyway. Go on, just go for it.
Well, now that you put it so charmingly, why not?
Sorted. Now, between the three of us, we could put the show on right now.
Yes. Actually, we really must arrange another rehearsal for you and Fallon Reese. The two of you are so compelling as Beatrice and Benedick.
Really, you think so?
Oh, absolutely. There's a palpable crackle between you. Finally! I didn't think you were ever going to sit down.
So what do you think? It makes an interesting read, doesn't it?
I've only really flipped through it.
Have you seen the bit about schools?
No.
Well, it wasn't very complimentary.
Really?
Oh, Milk.
But Hayley does a wonderful job with the children.
I know, but it hardly adds much to our bottom line. Duncan's suggesting we start running adult courses. Art, cookery.
I see.
That sort of thing. And maybe link up with a further education college. Mum, would you like something to eat? I've got some chocolate.
No, honestly, love, don't fuss. Tea's fine.
Well, I'm going to have some. He also advises we look for local sponsorship for things like the art gallery.
Oh, yes.
And try to host larger exhibitions. It's something I've always wanted to do, but...
You're busy with everything else.
Exactly.
I did read the part about converting the old dairy into wedding accommodation. Haven't you considered that before?
A long time ago. Yeah, Lewis drew up the plans.
I thought so.
Nigel never liked it, though. He felt it would encroach on the house.
Did he? Oh, well, that's fair enough.
But yeah, times change.
I suppose.
And anyway, this would be on a much smaller scale.
Well, it's your decision, love. Just try not to bite off more than you can chew.
I'm not intending to do it all at once.
Elizabeth, listen to me. The business is nothing without your health.
Mum, don't worry. I feel good about this. I've actually got a roadmap.
If you say so.
Yes, Mum, I do. Now I just need to get on with it.
Look, it's not because I wouldn't like to, Fallon.
But
I'm actually really happy here at the Bull. I get on with all the punters. It's a stone's throw from my flat.
Sure.
And to be honest, I feel like I owe it to Jolien and Kenton. It'd be wrong if I just bailed out on them now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, don't worry. Just thought it might be an easy solution.
Ah, I'm sure you'll find somebody. Mm. It's not as if there's not enough people looking for work, is there?
No.
Cheers for asking me, though. It was a nice idea.
Well, I thought I'd ask.
Right, bye then.
Bye, Reese.
He turned you down then?
Yeah. He says he's happy at the Bull.
Oh, well, I guess it was a long shot.
Do you think?
Well, it's not as if it's a step up or anything.
Well, that's not true. We'd have been running the place together, just like over the summer.
Yeah, but that was only for a few weeks.
Well, we had a great time.
It's not the same as asking him to pack in his job, though.
I suppose. And he did have a point about Mum and Kenton. I hadn't even thought how they'd feel.
Really?
I'm just so disappointed, Kirsty. Thought he'd jump at the chance.
Well, maybe he meant what he said. He likes it at the Bull. Unless, of course, you're upset it might have less to do with where he works than with who.
How do you mean?
Well, Fallon, come on.
I'm not upset.
Oh,
I'm not.
Okay, so I got it wrong. Reese is a sweet bloke, though. If you were hoping that maybe you and him...
I wasn't. I'm just worried about filling the job.
Fine, fine, I believe you. Millions wouldn't.
Hey!
But whatever you say.
Broccoli and spinach. That's what you need.
Oh, please, not broccoli.
Lots of vitamin K.
I didn't even know there was a vitamin K.
Of course there is, Lillian. It combines with the other minerals to form bone.
Is that so?
And for the greatest benefit, you need to eat your vegetables raw.
Raw?
You want to be shot of that plaster cast, don't you? Now, open wide.
Excuse me.
What's this one?
Zinc, for bone density.
Oh, must do as nurse says, hey, Ma?
Look, can I take away this blanket now?
Yeah, fine.
No, please, leave it.
But you're surely not cold, are you, James?
Not especially.
But we want to snuggle under it while we're watching our film. Don't we, Poppins?
Right.
Oh, and don't touch my phone either. It's still charging.
Have you finished with this glass?
Oh, yes, yep. You can take that away. Maybe I could write a list for you, Lillian.
A list?
Of food James should eat. He needs vitamin C and D as well.
Leonie.
And yoghurt for the amino acids.
I haven't been feeding him junk.
Would you mind plumping up my cushion?
Yes, of course, darling.
He's been having a perfectly balanced diet.
It's not about balance, though.
Thanks.
It's about maximising the nutrition his body needs.
Right. Well, then maybe you'd like to do the shopping.
I'm only thinking of James.
And could I have another drink?
Don't you want him to get better?
Well, of course I do, but as for all this mumbo-jumbo...
I am really quite thirsty.
Yes, James, all right.
I'll get it.
Now, I can do it. What would you like? Tea?
Oh, perfect. Thanks, Ma.
Honey, I told you you should be drinking orange juice.
Oh. Put the kettle on.
Hello? Sorry.
I had juice for breakfast.
Brenda. I'm not interrupting, am I? I've got some documents for you to sign.
Fine.
I hope you're not going to be a naughty patient.
Let's go in the kitchen, shall we?
Now, Okay. Behave. What did you say? Do as nurse says.
I know.
It's all been piling up a bit, I'm afraid. You've got a couple of rental agreements to sign, maintenance contracts.
Right, okay.
And there are some cheques as well.
Well, you just leave them on the table and I'll look at them this morning.
Actually, it would help me if you could do them now. It's just some of them are already quite late.
Yeah, all right.
If you don't mind.
Yeah, just give me a moment.
Thanks.
I don't suppose you have any idea where Matt is today?
I know he had a meeting first thing.
Oh, what meeting?
I'm not sure.
Well, you keep his diary, don't you?
Yeah, but he's not really keeping to it. All I know is he told me not to expect him in the office. Sorry.
Well, there's a surprise.
C So, this is the service agreement for the flats in Borchester.
Okay, have you got a pen?
Yeah, sure.
These are the ones on Bedomius.
Yeah,
Oh, hold there. Hold on. Look, Brenda, do you think we could do this later?
Well, I really...
Look, I told you, not now, right?
Yeah, of course, but maybe you could just...
Just leave them on the table, all right?
Yeah, great. If you could sign them this morning, though.
Lillian Bellamy.
Hi, Lillian, it's Paul.
Oh, yes, hello.
Is this not a good time to call?
No, it's fine. I was just waiting for someone to leave.
Right, so how are you?
Where to start? I have two house guests now.
Really?
Sorry, Lillian, James has changed his mind.
Look, actually, Paul.
He's decided he wants orange juice.
This isn't such a good time. Look, I'll call you back later.
Oh, I'm not disturbing you.
No.
If you're busy, I can easily look after James on my own.
Oh, I wouldn't want to neglect him, though. So, it's orange juice now, is it?
Mm.
No problem.
Hello, Tom. Tom?
Oh, hi, Bran. Sorry, I was in a world of my own. What are you doing here?
I just thought I'd drop by, see what you're up to. Have you had lunch?
Yeah, about half an hour ago.
Right.
Try the house, though. There might still be some soup left.
You haven't got time for a coffee?
Sorry, I need to crack on. The tiller went and broke this morning.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can weld it.
Well, I bet you haven't had as bad a morning as me.
Things still not rosy at the Dower House.
It's getting worse. Lillian went mental at me earlier just for asking her to sign a few documents. But the first thing I've asked her to do all week and she still hasn't done it.
Oh dear.
And Matt's gone AWOL. I'm lucky if I see him. Or not.
Well, never mind. It won't be forever.
That's not the point though.
Once James's leg's fixed, things will get back to normal.
And in the meantime, I'm expected to run Amside on my own.
And they'll thank you in the end. Look, just don't let them wind you up. Take your mind off it for a while. Hey, I've been having some thoughts about Christmas.
All right. Feels like a long way away, though.
You know what Gran was saying?
No, what's that?
About doing stuff for busy cooks.
Oh, you're talking about the ready meals.
Yeah, of course. Well, I thought I could put together a Tom Archer Christmas hamper. Stick a couple of the ready meals in there. A nice organic ham, sliced and vacuum packed.
Sure.
And then a few festive fiddly bits for the day itself. Sausage stuffing, pigs in blankets.
Yeah, it sounds good.
You reckon?
Absolutely. Look, if you've already eaten, I'd better sort myself out.
But you think it'll work?
Like I say, people don't want all the fuss, do they? I'll see you at home then.
Sure. Hey, and Bren?
Yeah?
Do you fancy heading into town this evening? We could go for a drink at Jack's. See if Fallon's turned it into the Hard Rock Cafe yet.
Guess, maybe.
Great.
Let me see how I feel.
James, are you up here? What's going on? Has Leonie left? Darling? Talk to yourself, Lillian. Look, I've got your dressing gown. I'm going to hang it up in the bathroom. All right, James?
No.
James!
Mom, shut the door.
Sorry. I didn't know Leonie was still here. Oh, Lord. Look, I'll leave your dressing gown outside.
Hello? Lillian?
Brenda!
Anyone about?
Yes.
Ah, do you want me to come up?
No. No. Stay right there. I'll come down to you.
I just need that paperwork. Have you signed it yet?
No, not yet.
Could you do it for me now?
Yes, of course. Now, where... did I leave it?
Lillian, I'm sorry.
I think it must still be in the kitchen.
We didn't realise we hadn't locked the door.
It's all right, Leonie, never mind.
I was only helping James wash himself.
It's fine.
Oh, hello. It's Brenda, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
It really doesn't matter.
But I mean, I don't want you to think...
Brenda, look, could you come back later?
Well, not really.
Please.
I need to put those contracts in the post today.
Yeah, well, they can wait till Monday.
They've already been sitting on your desk for a week. I mean, how do you expect to run your business if you're never around?
Excuse me? But is that any way to talk to your employer?
Leonie!
Lillian, let me.
She asked you to wait. Now, why don't you just scurry along and do your job?
I'm sorry. Lillian is my boss, not you.
Now, look, Brenda.
On paper, anyway.
Are you going to stand for that?
Ma! It's not what you think.
James!
Leonie was glad...
I told you, your dressing gown! Put it on!
Afternoon, Brenda. I didn't realise...
Look, just go back to the office, will you?
Yeah, good idea.
I'll bring you the document.
That's right, off you go.
And Leonie, help James put on more than just a towel.
But, Ma, we can explain...
Don't bother! I have heard quite enough from all of you.
Bren? Oh, there you are.
Hey.
I was just about to call out the search party.
I know, sorry. Just had so much to get through. Couldn't stand the thought of leaving it till Monday.
Don't apologise. Hey, listen.
If I can bear to go back.
I called the ready meal company and pitched them the hamper idea and they jumped at it.
Did they really?
Yeah. They're going to put it up on their Christmas website next week. Isn't that brilliant?
That's great, Tom.
Of course. Now the only thing is I've actually got to do it. I'd better warn Morris.
Sure.
The mood he's been in all week. I'll have to pick my moment. Hey, Bren.
Yeah, Tom, all right. Can you just give it a rest for a while?
Okay. Sorry.
No,
I thought you'd be excited. I mean, you helped me so much with the idea.
Look, I just need a bit of peace and quiet, that's all. I've had a horrible day.
Well, I suppose we don't need to order the taxi for a while.
Tom, I'm not in the mood.
Oh, hey, come on. What are you talking about? We've hardly seen each other this week. You'll enjoy it when you're there. We can let our hair down.
Aren't you listening to me? Can you not see how exhausted I am?
Yes,
but... All I want is a nice warm soak and then I'm going to go to bed.
Okay. Would you like me to run the bath for you?
No, look, if you want to go out, just go ahead.
Not if you aren't.
It's fine by me. I just want some time to myself.
So where are they now?
Downstairs, on the sofa. I told them I needed a nap. I thought I'd shut myself away in the bedroom for a while.
But James has got his clothes on now.
Yes.
Well, I'm only checking. Don't know what kind of establishment you're running.
It isn't funny. I was mortified.
Well, you can't complain she's not looking after him.
Poor
guy. Sort of thing a bloke has nightmares about.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
You probably need therapy.
Not if I beat him to it. Paul.
What?
Can't tell you how good it is to hear from you. I'm starting to feel like a stranger in my own home. They turned the sitting room into their love nest, and now I'm scared to go into the bathroom.
Oh, I don't blame you.
And Leonie still hasn't mentioned when she's going back to London. Who knows how long she'll inflict herself on us.
She sounds more like a squatter.
Well, that's how it feels.
Well, you know, if you need a hand getting her evicted, I've had them before.
Could you?
Well, I know what to do.
That'd be wonderful. I can see it now. The bailiff's bundling her out the front door.
They're only clinging onto James's leg.
And Linda protesting on the lawn. Oh, if only.
Well, surely Matt wants to get rid of her.
No. That's if he was ever here.
Is he not?
He's the invisible man. Though, if I'm honest, I'd probably do the same.
Except you can't bear to leave your son in the clutches of his evil girlfriend.
Precisely.
It does sound as though you could do with getting away for a while. I mean, if you fancy meeting up sometime next week.
Oh.
Just for a coffee or something. I'm still around. And I can bring the eviction papers with me.
Bet you would as well. Oh, to hell with it. I need a pick-me-up.
So is that a yes, then?
Why not? Absolutely. That'd be lovely.